Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything to do with fitness, nutrition, mindset that will help you with your fitness goals. Today's episode, we're going to cover how to live the fitness lifestyle on a budget. And this is something that comes up, crops up quite a lot on my social media. So if you're not following my Snapchat, BrianK019, I open it up Monday to Saturday for an hour where people can ask me questions back and forth. And this is something that comes up quite frequently, particularly amongst college students or people in their first or second year of a new job, about how to cut down costs and live the fitness lifestyle, particularly to do with nutrition and supplements, because there are a couple of things to do with training. It's actually probably the easiest way to keep costs down. So I'll spend most of the time on nutrition and supplements and just kind of briefly go over training, how you can save some money on that. So give a little background for me. I did a four-year undergraduate degree. So I did an undergraduate degree in business studies. I then did a postgraduate in primary school teaching. So I've done 5 years in college. And then I did my first year of teaching in London, which was nearly you were just above minimum wage living in London. So I know all about living with not a lot of money in your bank account and how to live the fitness lifestyle around that. 5 years in college and working as a teacher in central London will make you pretty resourceful with cash. So I've learned a couple of hacks, a couple of things along the way that have really supported me. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to share them here in this video, and hopefully a couple of you be able to learn by it. So particularly if you're, you know, a college person or you're in your first couple of years of work, or if you're just looking to cut down on cost full stop, because the reality is the less you spend on your fitness lifestyle, if you can cut corners with things that you don't need to spend money on, you can invest more into a good training program or a good nutritional plan, or just in other aspects of your life, you know, where you can where you're investing in yourself as opposed to spending too much money on supplements or buying the wrong food. So I'll run over training pretty quickly because it's the quickest one. You can save a lot of money really easily by just joining a gym. If you're in a city, you're obviously going to pay less for a gym because there's so many gyms in there. They're all competing with one another. So you're going to be able to bring the cost of it down. Most gyms now aren't that expensive because there's so many. So if you're anywhere near a city in Ireland or the UK or the US or Canada or Australia, I know I have a mixture of people that listen from all over the world. But if you're in a city, you've access probably to a lot of different gyms, which means the cost is going to be lower. If you're out in the countryside, for example, the gym when I was growing up was pretty expensive. I think it was 70 euro a month or whatever it was. And it was a tiny little leisure center because it was the only gym for, you know, within an hour's drive. So they kind of had the monopoly so they could kind of charge what they want. So most gyms nowadays, you can pay less. And you're not going to break the bank with gym membership. The advice I would offer somebody is you're going to get what you pay for with a gym in terms of if you go to a leisure center with a swimming pool, you're probably going to pay double the price for the pool and the steam room and the sauna because that's where they're justifying the price. And that's fine if you're going to use it. But if you're finding that you are using it once a month or whatever it is, you know, cut your losses there and join another gym because you don't need it. If you're not swimming or you're not using the sauna, you're not using the steam room, go to another gym because you are literally going to pay double the price just to have access to that kind of equipment or that kind of resources. So I would weigh up if you're using it. If you're not, just go to a regular gym. You know, you'll pay 25, 30, 40 euro a month maybe, and you'll get an amazing gym. You know, the gym I'm in now is, you know, I think 25 a month, or it was 100 for 4 months, and it's incredible. You know, the warehouse gym in Galway is where I am now. And it's an incredible gym. So, and again, there's other gyms in Galway, you know, the Galway City Gym, Planet Fitness, all around where I am in the city. And they're all pretty reasonable and all really, really good gyms. So that's what I would do in that side. And also if you want to train at home, if you buy yourself a set of dumbbells and a barbell for 50 euro, you'll get them in Argos or any shop for 50, 60 euro. You can do an amazing workout at home with just a barbell and a dumbbell. For example, in my online program, the home workouts are built around, one's completely built around body weight for people that don't have any equipment, but there's also the main workouts from home are barbell and dumbbell based. You can get an amazing full body workout, and it's actually a split. So there's legs, there's chest, back, there's shoulders, arms, and there's a split all based on barbell and dumbbell, because you can do everything with those resources if you have them. So if you don't even want to join a gym, or time is an issue, get yourself a barbell and a good set of dumbbells for 50 or 60 euro, and then you're going to be able to work out from home, and you'll have a great workout with just those pieces of equipment. So stay tuned. Even I'm going releasing a free ebook, which is going to have 20-minute workouts, four 20-minute workouts. I linked up with Clean Cut Meals in Galway. They're they prep meals for people. They're a prep meal service. They designed some recipes, and I designed 20-minute home workouts for people to do. And just because it's something that people have messaged me with, something, you know, can I do something quick that will get me my metabolism high and get me some fat burning. So I'll have that hopefully by the time this goes out. It should be coming up within the week or two when this podcast comes out live. So stay tuned for that. That'll be across my YouTube, Brian Keane Fitness. It'll be on my Instagram for a while. I'll link it in the description on Instagram. So stay tuned for that. And hopefully that'll help loads. So all you'll need for that is a set of dumbbells. It's dumbbells and body weight. And it'll be 20-minute workouts four times a week that you'll be able to do from home. So that's everything on the training side. From the nutrition side then, this is where it can get, there's a little bit of a gray area, because you'll get what you pay for in terms of nutrition. For example, now, knowing what I know now compared to what I've done in the past, I spend more money on the quality of my meat and my fish, because I'm very aware of the difference it makes on how I feel physically and how I look physically. Like when I eat quality meat and quality fish, I feel better, I have more energy, my body builds muscle easier, I lose body fat quicker, because I'm not taking in any of the preservatives or additives that are added to a lot of cheaper meats. So knowing what I know now, I tend to opt for the higher end of the meat market and fish market. But that being said, for years I didn't, and got great results, gym-based and physique-based, by just going around to different shops and picking up, you know, meats when they're on deals. So it's again, it's a little bit of a catch 22, because right now I tend to go for the higher end because I feel better, but for years I didn't, and it worked, you know, really well at the time. So it's just to kind of give you a bit of a background that, you know, that's not what I do now, but for years, particularly when I was in college, and particularly my first year in London, because I studied for a year in London and then I was working as a teacher and, you know, living, you know, hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck, because I just didn't have any cash because of the cost of living, the London lifestyle with the teacher salary, you know, didn't leave anything left over at the end of the month. So what I used to do was I used to go to the different stores in the UK. So Tesco, Sainsbury's, Lidl were kind of the main supermarkets that I used. And I used to price the foods that I was eating in the different ones. And on a Saturday, I used to go in and just pick up the cheapest foods from the three different places. So for example, I used to get my vegetables from Lidl. I used to get my chicken from Lidl, because they did pretty good quality chicken at the time in Lidl. And it was, you know, £4 cheaper or £5 cheaper than Sainsbury's. So I used to get it in there. Then I used to go to Sainsbury's. I used to get my salmon, because it was cheaper in Sainsbury's to get the salmon, and they were bigger pieces. And then I would go to Tesco for things like my almonds, walnuts, rice, because they were cheaper there. So I literally would go in on a Saturday. I used to take my bike, because I was cycling at the time, and I had a big massive rucksack, like one of those that you use going up a mountain. I used to take it in on a Saturday, and I used to buy my week's worth of food and just put it into that massive bag, and I used to cycle it home. It was my way of saving costs. It was a case that I was trying to save money on the bus. It was that case where I didn't have that money to spend, because I was still paying gym membership and I'd rather have spent it on food. So I would save those £3 and I would literally buy a little bit of extra food. It was the case of, when I give you an idea of how I was living, that's how I was living. The income wasn't coming in, you know, there wasn't a lot of money. So that's how I lived, because you cut corners wherever you could, because I always made the choice to try and eat healthier food, and I'd cut the corner and just walk, or I would get my bike and save it on public transport. So that was my choice at the time. So it's a little bit of an advice for people in the city. You'll save a lot of money doing that. And the beauty of it is you'll get fitter and you'll lose more body fat. I was probably the fittest aerobically I ever was when I lived in London, because I biked everywhere. You know, I used to bike to work, which was 8 miles either way, on top of my gym sessions. And it made me really aerobically fit. And to be honest, it was down to a cost thing. It was down to not wanting to spend money on public transport. I didn't want to spend the £5 or £6 every day, because that was, you know, £30 over the week, which would have bought me, you know, three packets of chicken at the weekend. So that's kind of how I was thinking at the time. So just to give you a gauge of mindset, even that helps to use that kind of opportunity cost on if I, you know, go out for these drinks and spend £50 in the bar, I'm not going to be able to get my food the next week. Whereas if I just buy them from the takeout and get them for £7 or £8, I'll have more money at the end of the week for my food or for my gym. So it's kind of the opportunity cost, what you're spending your money on as opposed to what you're not spending it on, and just make prioritizing it so that you're able to afford to live a certain lifestyle. There's a little bit of a misconception that eating healthy is really expensive. And I get where it came from, because the reality is you can go into a Tesco or a similar supermarket and get a pizza for £1 or €1 and a head of broccoli will be the same price, you know. So I get where that came from. The only thing is, broccoli is so much more nutritionally dense, you're going to feel better after having it, as opposed to the pizza where you're going to be hungry again in half an hour, or you're going to be sluggish and tired, and it's probably just going to make you fatter and more unhealthy. So you're always better to stick with the good food. I have nothing against frozen food. Personally, now I always use fresh vegetables when I can, but I use frozen veg for years because it just held. And I used to do all my shopping on a Saturday, so I used to just buy a week's worth, and I'd buy like 6 bags or 7 bags of broccoli or mixed veg, and I used to put it in my freezer, and then I used to use that because it worked really, really well for me, and I have no problem. I was fit, I was healthy, I felt great. I just choose to use fresh food now, but that's not to say that the frozen doesn't work great, because it does. Okay, and the last bit then is supplements. Now, this is where you can really get caught. And I'll put my hand up and say that I wasted so much money on supplements. And I probably, from the years when I was 19 to about 22, 23, I bought into every single hype supplement there was that was in a magazine. I literally had the opinion that if I took the supplement that this fitness model or bodybuilder in the magazine had, I would look like them. That's how I thought. That's why I'm so not anti-supplement, but anti-easy way out with people now, because I was fooled for years. And it used to make me feel really bad about myself, because I thought I was living, doing the same thing as these guys. I was taking the NO Explode, or I was taking the pre-workout, or I was taking the Fat Burner, and I wasn't looking like these guys. And it was something that really disheartened me, and it's why I'm so, not anti-fitness industry, but more pro-education, that it comes down to a compound effect of a good training program, a good nutritional plan, smart supplementation, and living the right lifestyle, and then doing it every single day, and your body responds to that, as opposed to take this for 6 weeks and you're going to look amazing. Like, there was other stuff that I just didn't know at the time that a lot of these models and bodybuilders used, that I know now, having been in the fitness industry, I understand now that there was a lot more to it than the supplements they were taking. But at the time, I didn't. You know, when I was 19, 20, 21, I just felt bad because I was spending €200 a month and I was buying the stacks of supplements and I wasn't looking like these guys. You know, and it does. It leads you to feel bad about yourself. Again, it's why I'm so pro-education now. And I'm telling people, use this, you know, use these supplements, eat this food, train this way. Because it was very disheartening for me, and I hate seeing it in other people, and kind of the bullshit that comes with the fitness industry now. And you'll even see it on social media, where people are putting up their supplement of whatever it is, or putting up their whatever it is they're putting up, or trying to say that they're sponsored by or whatever, saying this is what got me this way, and it's not. It was, you know, it was a range of other things. You know, that there's shady stuff that it could have been, and there's people that have done it for 10, 15 years and trained, and that's what got them in amazing shape, not the fucking supplement they took for 6 weeks. And it's something that just really annoys me and irritates me to this day. And like, I've unfollowed all of those people on social media because I can't take it. And I advise anybody that feels they're being duped to probably do the same. It's something I don't advise, because it's not giving you any education on reality. When you want to look a certain way, you can. But there's a way and a means about it. It's down to the right training program, down to the right eating strategy, down to using the right supplements, and then doing it regularly over time. That's the key. So just to give you a bit of a backstory on me and how I got caught. What I learned was, because I trialed every single one, it's why my supplement knowledge is probably so good now, because I kept checking ingredient lists and kept figuring out what was overlapping in all of these supplements. And I bought them all, pre-workouts, fat burners, proteins, mixtures. I bought them all. I tried them all Some made me sick. Some didn't work. Some were great. You know, it made me understand my body better and what really worked. Because what happens, if you look at the back of a pre-workout, the same ingredients pop up over and over again. Caffeine, creatine, beta-alanine. You look at intra-workouts, the same ingredients pop up. Branched chain amino acids, leucine in a high concentration, glutamine. You know, you look in post-workouts, it's the same ingredients as your intra, your BCAAs, your a mixture of amino acids, glutamine. It's the same ingredients that come up over and over again. So by doing it that way, I did start to see a trend. The same with fat burners. You know, it was caffeine, green tea extract, L-carnitine tartrate, you know, serenephrine, citrus orange. It was these same ingredients that kept popping up. And then it made me realize, and I started to experiment, that you just needed those ingredients. You actually didn't need the fillers. You were largely paying for the name of the brand and you were paying for the mixture. You know, whereas if you bought them all in a free form and made them and mixed them yourself, you saved a fortune, you got amazing results, and you had supplements that lasted you for ages. The key to buying supplements is to buy them in bulk. You know, when you buy a 200 grams of creatine, you're better off holding off and buying a kilogram for double the price, you know, because you're going to get 3-4 times the amount. That's the key to saving money on supplementation, is to do it and buy it in bulk, so that you have your creatine in a kilo tub, you have your beta-alanine in a kilo tub, you've got large tubs of green tea extract, you've got big tubs of protein, because you're paying for the convenience of a smaller pack. Whereas if you just hold off, wait until you have a little bit more money and then add to your stack. So what I used to do when my last year living in London, because I'd started to get pretty clued in at that stage, was I would buy a tub of creatine 1 month. Then the next month would come and I would buy some glutamine. Then the next month would come, I'd buy some branched chain amino acids. And by the third or fourth month, I had such a massive tub of creatine, I had my entire stack, where like, because I was using it every day, but you've got a kilogram worth, you never run out. So over 6 months, I had a complete stack of whey protein and creatine and beta-alanine and branched chain amino acids and glutamine. And then I just continued that cycle over and over again. And I never spent that much money, because I would just buy one a month, and I was buying the things that were most beneficial for my body in free form. So they were cheaper, and it was what my body needed. You know, so that would be my advice to people, is buy it in bulk, buy it in free form. And largely with free form amino acids, you're paying for the brand. You know, I won't mention any brand, because there's some amazing ones out there. There's some not so amazing ones. But any free form amino acids, you're going to largely pay for the brand name. So glutamine is glutamine. Creatine ethyl ester is creatine ethyl ester. It doesn't matter who you get it from. It's largely going to be the same. Where I would say spend money on is like your mixtures, your whey protein, pre-workout if you're using it and not making your own, or fat burner if you're using it and not making your own, because you're paying for quality. You know, a better brand is going to have a better quality of ingredient, so you're going to pay more for that. But in terms of free form, just buy the cheapest one. You know, it doesn't actually matter who you get it from, because you're just getting that amino acid in its freest form, and then you can mix and match them yourself. So I put up on my Snapchat earlier today, even somebody asked me for a caffeine-free pre-workout. So I said, use 5 grams of creatine, 3 grams of beta-alanine, and 5 to 10 grams of leucine. I was like, there's your ingredients, there's your caffeine-free ingredient, and if you want a stimulant effect, just add 200 to 400 milligrams of caffeine to that. You know, you can make your own pre-workouts, you can make your own fat burners. You know, that's what I would recommend people to do, because you're going to save so much money in the long term. Okay, I've got a couple of questions. They're pretty much the same, so I'm just going to read out one that kind of sums them all up. Hey Brian, I love the show, love the podcast, love the Snapchat Q&As. This came in from Snapchat. I'm in college. I'm just wondering, what's the best way to live a cheaper lifestyle while I'm living in college, with food, diet, supplements, everything like that? So I hope this episode helped answer a lot of those questions. So if you're in college, as I said, the key is your opportunity cost. So what I used to do when I was in college was I made the decision pretty early in my college life that I wasn't going to go drinking in bars, that I was going to buy all of them. And I drank a lot in college, but I drank all of my drink through takeout. Like, I used to get nights out, me and my drinking partner at the time, who was my flatmate, we used to go out 4 or 5 nights a week on like 15 euro. We used to buy, it was 5 cans for 6 euro of cider. We used to drink that. We used to funnel them so that you used to get drunker quicker, because that was the lifestyle I was in at that time. And then we used to go into the nightclub, and if you got into the nightclub before a certain time, it was free. So we used to do our whole night on 15 euro, and that was our taxis in, our taxis out. But I knew that if I spent that money in a bar, I wasn't going to be able to afford my food at the time or my supplements, because I was using supplements at the time as well, and I wasted a lot of money at that time on supplements, but particularly my food, because meat was expensive. When you're a college student, even meat's expensive, and I knew I needed to invest in me, because if I felt horrible, I wasn't able to do my college work, I wasn't able to go out, I wasn't able to train, I wasn't able to do any of these things. So I always try to make sure that I stayed on track with my diet as much as I could, because I knew I was going drinking, you know, 4 or 5 nights a week. There's probably a stories in there for another day, I think. But that would be my advice for someone in college, is the opportunity cost. You know, save yourself money by excluding one thing or making that thing cheaper, like your nights out, by drinking at home, and then you'll have your money for the gym, you'll have your money for your training sessions, you'll have your money for your nutrition or whatever it is, for the right food that you need to eat. The key is, when you're in college, it's about, you have time, you have more time than money. So it's a matter of, that's what I would go check out the different shops and the deals they're doing, because you've got time in college. You know, as you get busier and you get into, say, the working lifestyle, you tend to have more money than time. So you'll pay for the convenience. Like now, I wouldn't dream of going to 4 different shops to pick up meat and fish in one place, almonds in another. I would just get it all in one place, because I'm like, I don't have the time to go to 4 different places. But luckily, I have more money now, but just not as much time. And that's kind of a thing of life that tends to happen. In college, it's the complete reverse. You've no money and loads of time. And then in work, you've got, you know, more money, not loads of money, but you have enough money to survive, but you don't have a lot of time. So hope that helps. I got 4 or 5 questions very, very similar to that. They were either like about supplements or they were about nutrition. So that's kind of a whole synopsis on, and it was all college questions that came in for this episode. So thanks for sending them in, everyone. Okay, so that's the end of this episode. Hope this helped a lot. Just want to say thanks to everyone as well who's given the podcast a rating. That helps so much. I got news back that we got 10,000 downloads in our first month, which is absolutely incredible. So thank you to everybody who's been listening and rated the show. The more ratings the show has, the longer we can keep it running, and the better we can keep it up on iTunes. Thanks to everyone who's taken the time to click into the ratings and just give it a rating. So thank you so much. If you want any more information on me, you can check out my daily blog on www.briankeenfitness.com. I put up a blog up there every day, Monday to Saturday. And then I've got my Snapchat Q&A Monday to Saturday, where I open it up for an hour every day and you can ask me questions back and forth. That's where a lot of these questions from the podcast come in. That's BrianK019. And then you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. That's all Brian Keen Fitness. So thank you so much to everyone listening. Thanks for sending in the questions. Hope it helped. Keep killing it. I'll catch you guys next week. It's physical.